Today's episode is sponsored by my Patreon page. Patreon is an online platform that allows people to support their favorite bands, YouTubers, and podcasters, i.e. me. I often get asked where people can donate to the podcast. And Patreon is one way of doing this, and I prefer it because if you guys become patrons to my page, you also get rewards, so it's win-win. To visit my Patreon page, either go to the OCDstories.com/podcast or go to patreon.com/theOCDstories to find out what rewards you can get and how you can support the show. A new reward I've added is getting entered into a monthly draw to win an OCD recovery book. Your support is appreciated and helps grow the show to reach more people and serve you better. Thanks for all your support. Hey guys, and welcome to episode 100 of the OCDstories.com podcast. I mean, 100, that's a big number. I never thought I would ever get to episode 100 of this podcast. I started the podcast almost 2 years ago now, and the whole goal for it was just to, A, talk to some really interesting people, i.e., you know, everyone I've had on, but also, you know, share world-class information by the greatest minds in OCD in the world to the listeners. I had no target of reaching a certain amount of listeners. I had a goal of like how many people I wanted to impact overall with all my OCD-related activities, but the podcast, I didn't set a number. I didn't expect it to do well. I didn't expect anyone to know who I was from doing it. I just wanted to share this information. So to be here with you guys on episode 100 is a bit unbelievable for me and very special. And, you know, I just want to take this quick time to thank you all for listening, for sharing, for liking, for recommending it, for giving me feedback, for being participants within it, you know, giving me your questions over the years when I asked for it from the guests. It really does mean a lot to me. And without it, I definitely wouldn't have made 100. Yeah, you guys are my motivation, and recovery is why I started this podcast. You know, I believe fighting stigma is important, and it's something I'm doing more and more of in the last sort of year, and will continue to increase. But for me, you know, in life, you have to do what makes your heart sing, and for me, that is recovery. That is helping others achieve recovery, which is why I'm now training to be a therapist, because, you know, to see someone have a breakthrough, to see someone make progress, there's nothing else in this earth that makes me light up than seeing that. So being able to achieve that to some degree with this podcast, from the feedback you've given, is really meaningful to me and really touching. So just thank you for all the love and support you've given me and the podcast, because your support has helped this podcast grow, which has helped reach other people in times of need and helped push them to live life however they wish to live it. I wanted to just give a few kind of key things. When I was thinking about, you know, certain things that stuck out for me on the podcast, you know, thank you to every guest who's ever been on this show. Every conversation I've had has been fun. I've learned something. And this podcast really is all down to them. You know, the quality of it is on the content they've given. So, you know, thank you to everyone. A few things that stuck out for me when I just spent 10 minutes reflecting on it was, you know, Stephen Hayes agreeing to come on the podcast on episode 2 or 4. I can't remember, you know, so early on, I didn't really have that many listeners. And for him to give me 2 hours of his time was really meaningful to me and really encouraging. And I encourage you to listen to the episode. You know, he talks a lot. He's one of the founders of ACT, Acceptance Commitment Therapy. He talks a lot about accepting thoughts and living by your values. And it was a really interesting conversation. I really like what Reed Wilson said when he said the content of your worry is trash. You know, with OCD, you often get caught up in the theme, you know, whether it's homosexual, relationship, religious, contamination. And I think that's a key quote to remember, is the content of your worry is trash. And when you're Googling something or emailing someone or asking someone, just pause and think, is this question based in the content? Am I trying to solve the content, you know, right or wrong? Or am I trying to actually deal with OCD at its core? Because often we think we're trying to deal with OCD, but really we're stuck in content, which is part of the OCD cycle. So I encourage you to check that one out for more information. Jeff and Sharla have been on the podcast, Jeff Bow and Sharla Nicely have been on the podcast several times, and I've very enjoyed getting to know those guys. You know, they talk about the greater good. This podcast is my greater good, giving back, connecting, understanding what makes me tick is why I do this podcast. And it doesn't have to be massively about giving back, but just, you know, try and find the greater good. And I think that can add a lot of comfort and motivation in your recovery. And also, you know, their whole attitude to OCD recovery is very inspiring and very down to earth. Kimberly Quinlan, I've had on a few times now. Sharla recommended her. I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to know her. Our recent one on radical acceptance and radical self-acceptance was really inspirational for me. Please check that out. We could all do with a little bit of self-acceptance and acceptance of thoughts. Professor Paul Gilbert on compassion or compassion-focused therapy. I love this because compassion, you know, when times are tough, compassion is almost the first thing that goes out of the window, and we become very critical and very harsh on ourselves and very negative. And learning to build up a more compassionate inner voice, I believe, is something the whole world could benefit from. Mark Freeman, every episode I've done with him, you know, he was the first one on the podcast, so thank you for him. He's always been very supportive of this show. He's always been willing to come on and talk with me or help me in any way, so thanks to him. Stephen Phillipson, in the recent podcasted episode 99, I really encourage you to check that out. I mean, I learned so much talking with Stephen. And the thing that really struck me when I chatted with him was that OCD isn't mean. It's actually kind of a friendly brain in overdrive. And this was a real game changer for me because, you know, it's easy when you get these thoughts to think, you know, my brain's mean. Oh, my brain's an arsehole. But what he said is actually your brain is trying to protect you. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you happy. And we talked about, I said, you know, when times are going good in my life, suddenly, you know, I get anxious and OCD rears its head. I start getting overthinking, getting thoughts. And he was saying that's your brain, the amygdala working in overdrive because it's trying to think, I want you to have a good time now. So let me just focus on all these things so you can deal with the worries so that you can have a good time. Of course, it never kind of lets us have that good time unless we deal with it with CBT and ERP. Or kind of pushing back against the thoughts and feelings or radically accepting them. And that was a real game changer for me to see it as kind of this friendly, it's just a friendly brain and overdrive. And when we, I guess, stop looking as OCD as something that's evil and start seeing it as, you know, right now my brain's just a little overactive and I need to kind of calm it down. There are many ways of doing this. I think that's a nice way of looking at it. And if you've just started listening to the podcast, this is the first time you've listened to or the last few, I encourage you to listen to as many as you can, listen to all of them. And I don't just say that to get my viewer numbers up. I say that because I believe wholeheartedly in the information, not that I've shared, but the guests have shared. I'm very precious with my time. I'm very careful with it. I know I only have a certain amount of time on this planet and I want to make the most of it and I want to have as much fun and connection as possible. So if for a second I didn't believe in this show, I wouldn't be doing it. I generally believe in the information the guests have shared. It could really impact your life in a positive way. So I encourage you to go back and listen to all of them. But yeah, finally, guys, I mean, thanks to every guest that's ever come on. I know I highlighted some there, but everyone has been meaningful to me. It's been 2 years now, the podcast, and I hope to do it for more time and interview many more people to bring you the best advice. So yeah, thanks again. And lastly, you know, I have the OCD camp, which is theocdcamp.com in May 2018. And Pete Weiss, therapist who I interviewed, it was in the first 10, I think, first 10 episodes or maybe the 12, something like that. He was on the BBC documentary Extreme OCD Camp, which you can find on YouTube. It's a brilliant documentary. They actually capture what OCD is. The title's a bit iffy, and he rightly says that on the podcast. It wasn't his idea. But him and a couple of his colleagues run this camp in Seattle every year, both with kids, and then they run one with adults. And he said on the podcast, if you ever wanted to do it in the UK, I'd be happy to help you. And sort of 6 months ago, I reached out and said, hey, Pete, I'm ready. I want to do it. And he said, you know, I'll help you. And not only he was true to his word and said he'd help me, he's coming over to the UK next year to run it with me. And that is, I'm so appreciative to him. So really credit to him. And if that's something you're interested in, head over to theocdcamp.com. That's theocdcamp.com. And also, as before, if you want to support the podcast, Patreon's the way to do it. You can find all the information at theocdstories.com/podcast. And as always, this podcast is not a replacement for therapy, nor should it be. Please seek treatment from a trained professional. Once again, have a good week, guys. I'm looking forward to where this podcast is going to go. I hope it continues to inspire and educate you, which is what we originally set out. And thank you for everything.